From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
In high school football action from Friday, the GW Eagles routed Halifax County to win their sixth in a row, 42-0.
Throws on the slant, it's intercepted by Josh White. White picks it over the 42 and is still running. Down inside the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. It's a touchdown for Josh White. His second pick six of the season, and the Eagles have opened up a 20-point lead with 4:06 to go in the first quarter.
GW is now 6-1 overall and 2-0 in the district. Gretna won their sixth in a row as they beat Dan River 56-28. Head coach Sean Miller credited his team for rallying in the second half.
When things started going bad, we started kind of pointing the finger and losing our cool instead of, you know, banding together. But once we settled down and stuck together as a team, as a unit, man, we flipped that real quick.
Khalil Waller had a monster night for the Hawks with 335 yards on the ground and 3 touchdowns. Gretna is now 6-1 overall and 3-0 in the district. Chatham handled William Campbell 36-0. Head coach Josh Brumfield credited his young guys for stepping up.
We had a lot of freshmen on the field, and I can say those guys developing through the course of the year and being ready to step in was a big part of it. So, you know, really just good development of them this year.
Chatham is now 3-4 overall and 1-2 in the district. And Tunstall picked up a 26-23 win over Martinsville. Head coach Kirkland Brown said turnovers were the difference.
Well, we ran the football a whole lot better than we have in the last couple weeks and established the run, and we held the ball for a while. We forced 3 turnovers and we didn't commit one ourselves. I think that was the difference in the game.
Tunstall is now 2-5 overall and 1-2 in the district. In the NFL, Dan River alum Tremaine Edmonds helped lead the Chicago Bears to a 26-14 win over the Saints. Edmonds had a sack, an interception, and 9 tackles in the win. The Carolina Panthers beat the New York Jets 13-6 to improve to 4-3 on the season, and the Washington Commanders fell to the Dallas Cowboys 44-22 to drop to 3-4 on the season. In NASCAR, Chase Briscoe took the checkered flag just ahead of Ty Gilliland, with Ty Gibbs, Bubba Wallace, and Cole Custer rounding out the top 5. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.